Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, we're holding in Chalo Daf Yud in the Hoyz Vader edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Aloha Gimel. We're starting the second line, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara continues to quote the Mishnah, which items are not Chayav and Shuma and Maaser, but there are Chayav and Chalo. So the Mishnah said, Maaser Sheni veHegdish Shenivdu. If you have Maaser Sheni and Hegdish, they were redeemed. So the Gemara explains, what does it mean? Rav Zeira Rabbi Yosi, Rav Chama bar Ukva, Rav Hillel ben Hillis, Matibo b'shem Yehuda, say the name of Yehuda, the Min Hado. From here you learn, Maaser Sheni sheigdimu b'shipolim potur mitshuma gedolah. If you did Maaser Sheni earlier, I mean that's the case of the Mishnah, that before the process ended, he did Maaser Sheni, he took out of the grain Maaser Sheni. So therefore, once it became Maaser Sheni, there's no obligation to take out of this Maaser Sheni, Truma and Maestros. Says the Gemara, Abiyon Abayis, Abiyon asks, that's good, Kiban Doma, Eino, Kenechosov, that's like a Shita Remeir. The Maaser Sheni doesn't, it's not considered to be belong to you. We learned in the second Maaser Sheni, Machlokes Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda. Is Maaser Sheni Momen Gavoya, Momen Hedrit? Does it belong to you, to the Adam, to the owner, or belongs to Hegdish? So if you tell me it belongs to Hegdish, it makes sense. This doesn't belong, it's not, it doesn't belong to an individual, it's not Chayav true in Maaser, similar to Hefker. But Kiban Doma, Kenechosov, but if it belongs to you, who Chayav, who it is Chayav true in Maaser. I also thought that way. Says the one according to this. Have you learned from these Amorim? And now we're going to use the gear so that Rav Chaim brings the name of the Vilna Kohen. Have a Maaser Rishon, that everybody agrees it belongs to the owner. It's not a moment Gavoya, it's a moment Edrit. So then Chayav, then it will be Chayav and Chumo. Says the one, have a Pligo, so it comes out of Machlekas, as we learned in the previous daf. The Rish Lakish that says, the Maaser Rishon that you did early, before the end of the process, it is Patur for Truma. So they see they're arguing it. And the Gemara says, Mando Omer Chayov, the one who says you're Chayov by Maaser Rishon they did early, I feel Truma Shiboy Cheves, I mean even the Truma's Maaser will be Chayov in Truma. Mando Omer Patur, Rish Lakish that says that you're Patur, I feel the chulim shall be him. Not only the truma smaiser is potter from truma, even the chulim, the maaser rishon is potter, as we learned in the previous daf. Says the Gemara, "Mando Omer Chayov, aso truma smaiser mokam acher mat ovet lo." Meaning, according to the shita that says the maaser rishon is obligated in truma if you did maaser rishon early, according to the Mando Omer over here. What happens if you did the entire maaser rishon truma smaiser? Truma smaiser is usually 10% of the maaser rishon. You could dig a whole Maaser Rishon and make a Trumas Maaser and another Maaser Rishon. So if someone has abundance, he has a lot of Maaser Rishon. So you could take one Maaser Rishon that he has over here and make this Trumas Maaser and all the other Maaser Rishons that he has. So if the whole thing is a Trumas Maaser, meaning he has a din of Truma, are you still obligated to take Truma Gedoyla out of it and give it to the Kohen, an additional Truma? And the Gemara now says, what will be the din over here? And the Gemara explains there's two things we found in the Mishnah. That's what Rav Chaim explains here, the sugya. In the Mishnah, we find like this. Something which is medumo, which means there's a mixture of truma in it. So you treat it like truma. It's not chayav and chala. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. If it's a medumo, it's potter min chala. But what about if you have a gadish, which you have a mixture of truma in the gadish? Is it still chayav and truma in Maaser? The answer is yes. A gadish, when you have a pile of grain, you're still obligated to take truma and Maaser out of it. So from a gadish, you are obligated to take out, even though there's a mixture of truma over here, you'll still have all the obligations that you have on a regular gadish. But if it's a dough, and you have truma that's mixed over here, you're not chayav and chal. So now the Gemara is asking, that if you have a pile of grain, which is all truma's meiser, do I compare it to a dough that I'm not obligated to do more than one matana? I do only truma, I don't do chalo. So say, yeah, I do only truma's meiser, I'm not going to do truma, or compared to a gadish, to a pile of grain, where there you still obligate. That's what the Gemara says. Big gadish shenidmo. Do I compare to the gadish shenidmo, which is obligated in all the matanas, or says the Gemara that if you're done with base, beisa shenidmo. I treat it like the dough, which is a mixture, which there you're not chayav and chala if there's a truma there. That we learn that from a pasuk, and the Gemara comes to explain what's the difference between the two. Rabbi Yochanan, ana beisa. I add the question. Rishai Yomar Anabes. Rishai says, I ask the question. What's the difference between a Godish and Iso? Why God is shenin v'atamar chayov? If you have a pile of grain that there's a mixture over there, you still have the chayin meiser. But he's a shenin v'atamar p'turo. But a dough that has a mixture, you're not chayav and chal. What's the difference? So Gemara explains if terchuma b'sheva chuno, God is shenin v'atamar nidmo olavi fish mimeno trumo. The Gersor Chaim is harei trumo. If a person went before the truma got mixed up in the Gaddish, can I be mafresh truma and maises from here? The answer is yes, even though the process did not finish. And there's no obligation to do truma and maiser. But if you want to do it early, you can do it early. So there's already obligation. Truma and maiser is already in this pile. You're not obligated to do it, but it's already belonged there. It's really shayach to there. But iso shirin mo, actually need mo over refresh me no chalo, ain't no chalo. But when you have a dough and truma fell into it, before the truma fell into it, can you make a chal out of it? The answer is not. Why the tanita, when we learned over there, amavish chalosik kemach, you did chal when it's still flour, meaning before the dough is finished. Ain't a chal of a gezel beyad kerin, it's not a chal, and the kerin who took it is doing a gezel. So what do you see from here? Pshat is like this. When you're talking about chal, so there's no obligation of chal until you don't finish the dough. So if truma got mixed up before that, the obligation did not start. But when you're talking about a pile of grain, so there is obligation. I mean, there is a shaykhis of truma and maisers before the grain was finished. You could do it early. So if a truma fell into it, that doesn't disqualify it from the chiyuv, from the shaykhis that it already has before. So says Reb Chaim, that's the pshat of the Gemara. More answers to the same thing over here by truma's maiser. According to the Mandorim in this daf, let's say, that there's still an obligation by maisers to do truma. So even if he did the whole thing truma's maiser, there's still obligation of truma because the obligation or the shaykhs to truma was there before. When we talk about a pile, not like we talk about a dough. Kedush the Gemara says Moisa Oimer, whatever is left from the Oimer after they were mafresh to do the carbon Oimer, so that became hegdish, and then for spotter ben a meiser, but chayav and chalo once it became dough. Says the Gemara Masis the Lukav, Rekiva the Rekiva mechayav bechalo uve meiser. So Rekiva says it's chayav and chalo and meisers. And the Gemara is going to tell us later, because Rabbi Akiva holds that something which was finished as Hegdish is not poiter from Maisras. The Tfuah Shelo Yivio Shlish. So we had a Machlekes in the Mishnah. If a Tfuah that did not come to a third, which is poiter from Maisras, is a Chayav and Chalo, poiter ben a Chalo. And Rabbanim say you're Chayav. Says the Gemara, what my time with the Rabbanim? What's the reason, Rabbanim? My lechem a Pesach and my lechem a Chalo. It says lechem a Pesach. There's lechem a Chalo. As we learned before, there's a Hekesh one from each other. Meaning anything that becomes chometz and can be used for matzah is good for Pesach, even if it didn't reach a third. So by chal, the same thing. My time with Blazer argues, what does he hold? Ketruma is going kenterimoy, so you compare chalo to truma. But truma is going mipere shiviu shlish. Truma is no obligation if it didn't reach the size of a third. Also chala, so only when he reached the size of a third. Says the word that Vidal and Udalev, Blozo Lechem Lechem. Blozo does not know that, does not say the Hekesh, the Yumakish chalo to matzo. So Hashkantani, Bishar Blozo, Eino Heves Bechalo. Blozo learns there's no chalo. Vein other would say by the Chavos of Pesach. And Echadam, according to Blozo, also a Pesach, you cannot use it for matzo. If it did not reach the size of a third, so he is makish one to each other, and all of them have the same din. It must reach a third in order to have a chiyuv of truma, in order to have a chiyuv of chalo, in order to be using that in Pesach. And the Gemara now is going to continue with another question according to Ablazer. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo Daf Yud.